हेलो, मैं हूं फरीदून शहरयार और आप सुन रहे हैं कनेक्ट दिल से। इन दिस एक्सक्लूसिव कॉन्वर्सेशन विद बोमन ईरानी साहब, वी विल ब्रिंग फॉर यू सम वंडरफुल इनसाइट्स इनटू हिज लाइफ जर्नी एंड द रीजन व्हाई ही हैज बिकम अ ह्यूज सक्सेस।
सर, यू प्लेड अ पंजाबी इन खोसला घोसला, यू प्लेड अ पंजाबी इन लगे रहो मुन्ना भाई,
राइट?
एंड नाउ यू प्लेइंग अ पंजाबी इन डंकी एज वेल,
राइट?
Maybe I think there's something about Punjabis that you really like, because you look like one as well. You behave like one too.
If you go down the road from Mumbai north, go to the Punjab, go, and then just round the corner is Iran. It's not very far, and we're all connected in one way. So maybe I do look like a Punjabi. I played South Indian characters also. I don't know whether it is important to understand that playing a character is about being a Punjabi. Playing a character is about being a very specific human being who thinks very differently from everybody else. That is playing a character. Then he can have an accent that can come from Tibet. I don't care. What's that person all about? What are his motivations in life? What does he want out of life? What does he? What are his wounds? Why is he operating in a way from other people that's different than the rest of the world? What are his flaws? You've got to identify those things. That actually makes a character, not necessarily an accent or an ethnicity. I really feel that the ethnicity and the accent is just the crust, the outside. The moment you figure out the inside, the outside actually becomes very easy, to be very honest. So I don't look at it about Punjabi as being the biggest hurdle in getting the character right. There are millions of Punjabis. I can't be like all of them. I have to be like one Punjabi. And what does that Punjabi think? How does he sleep at night? What is his worldview? What is his sense of ethics? Simple. And what drives him? If I figure that out, life becomes extremely easy. Accents and acting, a dialect coach can teach you. The soul, only the actor himself can figure out.
I just mentioned, say, three Punjabi characters. We've spoken about Welda Nabba. You played a Hyderabadi in that, and no one can doubt the fact how I think authentic you are, Shyam Benegal, the entire milieu, the diction. So I had one question for you. Knowing how important it is for you to be respectful towards the craft that you pursue.
Right.
How important is for you to be respectful towards the culture that you are trying to portray? Like, for example, when you're playing a Hyderabadi, for example, or you're playing a South Indian, or if you're playing a Punjabi, how important is it for you to actually absorb that culture, that maybe ethnicity, that region, to actually give it that authentic and timeless feel?
So I think you said the word. There has to be an authenticity. Now, that's the only respect that we can extend. But the other part, like if you turn around and say this character, say I played in Welda Nabba, was a liar. I can't make him into a non-liar. We don't never judge our characters. They are who they are with their flaws and all the bells and whistles that go with it. So I can't say that, no, we'll be respectful by making all the characters of a particular community doodh se dule hue. I don't think that's right. They should have flaws. They should have problems. But you can never judge that character. For example, villains. There are bad people in the world. Now, if you're going to say we can't have a villain from a certain ethnicity, then we have a problem. And then we make it neutral. I don't think that's right. The respect that you have for an ethnicity is only by portraying it truthfully. The character need not be truthful. So when you look at Lage Raho Munna Bhai, it was very, very well received by the community. Very well received. They were, they gave me a lot of, respect and samman and shawls and whatnot. And the character was not the nicest person in the world. However, he did become a nicer guy. I don't know for how long, but he was not necessarily the nicest person in the world. And that's wonderful, because not everybody, like if I'm portraying a Parsi, I don't have to make all Parsis upright. I don't. I'm not obliged to. And I don't think anybody from the Parsi community should turn around and say, oh, this particular Parsi that you played was a crook. Yeah, There's a crook everywhere. He's a human being after all with failings. However, in cinema, it's always important for a certain kind of character, not an out-and-out villain, to show some change. And when you show change, Faridun, there is hope for everybody. I always ask myself this question, that one of the most boring, angry, irritating, frowny characters that I've ever played is Virus. Why do people like Virus so much? And I've never really understood the answer. Why do children like Virus so much? He's such a pain in the, you know where. He's a painful character. He's frowning, he's scowling, he's not saying a nice word to anybody. Anyone. He's always putting people down. He's a little cold. He's a little dispassionate about most things. Then why is it that people like Virus? Can anybody even give it a thought? I don't have the perfect answer, but I have my own version of it because I never understood why people like Virus so much. My thing is, people like Virus simply because he changed. And then we see change in a human being for the better. There is hope for everybody. It gives all of us hope that we can even change our own failings and faults. If Virus could change, being that angry, vicious person that he was, vitriolic, maybe I can change too for the better. And I think because Virus handed over the pen and because Virus was, you know, smiled at the end and because Virus held his grandchild and said, "Tu footballer banega, tere ko jo bhi banna hai, ban. Footballer banega, footballer." And you say, okay, he can change. I like him. I'm rooting for him. If there is no change in the arc, I'm not so sure people would have loved Virus so much.
So I think Virus, the villainy of Virus is delicious. I think, you know, I feel that he's the Gabbar Singh in a way. I think the way he's getting his shave done,
right,
and the way he tells Sharman that, "What are you waiting for?" I think it's one of the coolest scenes ever, and I think that character, I think, is one of the most amazing characters that will be etched forever. I've had the privilege of having meals with you, and I've observed your fantastic sense of humor, you have this very, 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 I think, wonderful thing, games that you like to play, quiz as well.
Right.
And you have, I think, a natural intellectual ability as well. But one thing that I've observed is that you're a very non-judgmental person towards everyone. You don't impose your intellectual ability as something superior. And you're very accepting of other people as well. In a way, do you feel that that's one of the reasons for your success as well?
I don't know about all that. All I'll say is about being non-judgmental. I mean, you're judging someone, someone's judging you. And why is someone judging you? Someone can judge you in a bad way. Someone can judge you and actually point out your faults. But is it up to us? And I tell you, in this day and age, especially in social media, we are judging everybody as if to say we are authorities on the other person's life, failings, and what that person should be or not should not be doing. I mean, take it easy. Now, when you ask me why am I not judgmental, is because I know I'm flawed. You are flawed. You know your flaws. If you don't, then we'll discover it someday when we get a little older. But when we grow and we realize that those flaws of ours become more and more pronounced, you say, "I should have done something about my flaws." So your near and dear ones are allowed to point out those flaws. But being judgmental on an intellectual level is not fair at all. Just because I do quizzes doesn't make me intellectual. I do a quiz every single day. I like knowledge. But at the same time, if someone is not as intellectually, I don't like to use that word, but say on par, there are people who are way ahead of me intellectually. Now, are they judging me? In the same token, I don't think so, because I think to each his own. And let me tell you one more thing. The cleverest of people in the world, the most intellectual people in the world, the most intelligent need not be the most intelligent people. Intelligent people are the ones who find inner happiness. That's real intelligence. If you do, if you're going to sit and say, oh, that guy, not my kind of guy. Okay. What am I doing? I'm wasting my own time. What am I doing? I'm not even being of any use to that person because I've passed a judgment on someone by turning my face away or telling other people how not so very smart that person is. What good does that do to anyone? A simple human being with simple knowledge can be far more intelligent than you are or I am simply because that person knows how to lead a good life. For me, that is intelligence. You can have all the knowledge in the world, Faridun. Doesn't make you nicer than anyone.
Amazing. All right. So I've spoken to you about Raju sir at length.
Right.
And I think almost all the stories and the most beautiful part is that what we have in our conversations on camera, there are so many more stories that we have discussed off camera.
Right.
But we have discussed that. So I think maybe what I was thinking was you've worked with Shah Rukh Khan in several films.
Right.
You also played a villain opposite Shah Rukh Khan as well in Dawn.
Right.
So I would just like to know your thoughts about Shah Rukh Khan. I believe in you guys were staying in the same hotel and he came down to your room and he said that I'm just in the room opposite you and I'm also the producer of the film. What are your impressions about Shah Rukh?
I think Shah Rukh understands where he came from. I think I'm judging, maybe I may be wrong, but he understands what it is for a person to be doing one of their first films in the film industry. And how one is treated, not as a commodity, not as a person who's supplying something. That person is supplying his talent, is supplying his art, his being. And there's a certain amount of nervousness and anxiousness of how one will perform. I think what Shah Rukh does is understands that. Shah Rukh has a good memory. Shah Rukh speaks of his early days with great love and great fascination. Not that he's become successful, but the fact that those early days meant so much for him, whether it's in school or whether it's in college, whether it's in drama school, or whether it was his first day at the shoot and how, you know, he may have felt. I think he empathizes with that. So when people come onto his set, I think he feels it is incumbent upon him to make sure that the atmosphere on the set is good, because that's good for the film, you know. Even when he's not the producer on the film, he is like the producer on this film. It's a Shah Rukh Khan film. At the end of the day, people are walking in, people feeling nice. There's a certain energy. When he's arrived, nobody's petrified. People are looking forward to his arrival. And then we can start cracking jokes. He will always start with a joke. Always. And more often than not, the magic bullet of all that Shah Rukh fires is a joke on himself. This is the greatest talent that he has. Whether it's about, you've seen him standing on a stool and next to Deepika and doing hosting. How much more naked and bare can a person be about who he is? We've had also, I think it also makes a difference about conversations late at night. And yes, it is always late at night with Shah Rukh Khan, whether you like it or not. He likes to talk. I like to talk. And we're sharing. He's a parent. I'm a parent. We talk about our family lives. We talk about career. We talk about what we want to do. There is no other conversation in this world that two people can have that won't have value. Or what is it that you want to do? What is it that you want in life? Right? Like I discussed about the other characters that I may play. What is it that we need to do with ourselves? I tell you, those conversations for me are very, very important to understand you. Human beings not turning around and say, oh, I am that kind of person. I don't like waking up late in the morning. Those aren't conversations. I like wearing this, I like wearing... Those aren't conversations. True conversations about people who are bearing their soul and telling you where they came from and where they want to go and what they hope to do with themselves as artists and as human beings. And we share those beautiful, beautiful memories. And same goes with Raju. He's the same guy. He's the same guy you saw 20 years ago, the same way he pulls on his shirt and the only thing he thinks of is, what is the subject of my next film? And then how am I going to explore that subject? He's done six movies. I'm not very good with numbers, but if you count, there are six movies in 20 years. And I did mention it on the day of the release of Donkey. I said, why only six movies in 20 years? Are you lazy? No. Raju doesn't shoot movies most of the time. He's thinking about the script. He spends most of his time thinking and writing. That's all he does. Shooting takes 70, 80, 90 days. And so when you look at the average, what's he doing? He's only surrendering to a theme, be it what he did in Three Idiots or be it what he did about education and excellence. Even in Donkey, for example, is the thing that moved him most is why do we need visas? Who should stop someone saying, this is my border, ye meri sarhad hai, aap nahi aa sakte yahan. He says, there was a world not many years ago that had no visas. So it is just this last 150 years or 100 years, maybe even less. I don't know. I'm not good at numbers. I keep repeating myself. And that bothers him because that takes away the understanding of fellow human beings. There's a sense of propriety in this world, and it's correct. People build their cities and whatnot. But what a beautiful world it would be if I don't have to worry about going somewhere else. And basically, it's not about visas. It's not about immigration. It's about the humanity you show to your fellow human being. And with this whole present escalations of conflict here and there, people need refuge. My grandmother, Faridun, was a refugee. I did not realize it till the definition came up about 15 years ago, when people are sitting in boats and going from one country to another with great difficulty. My grandmother and my grandfather took a sailboat from Iran to India. And these are not the people who were born during biblical times. I've met these people. So they came, they worked hard, they made a life. And let me tell you, when you travel, you give your best because you've got no safety net. You've got no comfort zone. So my grandfather was a table boy. He went on to do pretty decently for himself. But you work your hardest when you're uprooted and go to other places. So anyway, these are lovely subjects. I was talking about Raju. I don't know why I veered into this. But Raju takes a subject. Raju took the whole subject of the medical fraternity in Mulnaba MBBS and he made it into a most beautiful thing. He makes it the most beautiful thing about humanity at the end of the day. The medical fraternity. Okay, the problems that come up. Kya aadmi manne pada to form bharna zaruri hai kya? Okay, I'm listening. So the audience hits up like that. He says, hey, I've been there. So you immediately connected with an audience. And then you turn around and say, what about the humanity? And believe me, I've met so many doctors in my time who say, I've been hugely impacted by the movie. I've changed. And so many young doctors who were MBBS students back in the day when the movie came out and today say, I follow the tenets of Mulnaba MBBS. So people who turn around and say that movies are not meant to change you, I think we are probably wrong. Movies are meant to entertain? Sure. What Raju does is he entertains and brings about a change of in you to be a little more human.
No, absolutely. I think even 3 years, for example, I think your life is... especially your professional life is a testimony to the fact that excellence ko pursue karo, success jhak maar ke tumhare peeche aayegi. So I think that's exactly what you have been doing. All right, so you told me about a yardstick of success, especially when you're traveling, that was set by your mother, and she used to ask you that did you receive love. And you said that yes. And did you receive respect?
Yes.
So you used to say yes. So that is the yardstick of success. So when it comes to Shah Rukh Khan, for example, he has been the producer of, say, Happy New Year. And even Donkey is one of the producers. Have you received the love and respect from Shah Rukh Khan?
Oh, lots. My God. Of course. If I didn't feel it, I wouldn't be able to speak about that person the way I do. Lots. It's very, very mutual. He understands where I come from. He's respectful of what I do. He's respectful of what I can contribute to a film. And I think there's a human affection in the story. So at the end of the day, what my mother says is absolutely right. You might want to do this, you might want to do that, you might want to conquer the world. But at the end of the day, did you have love and respect? Did you find happiness in that?
Right.
Yeah, sure. Shah Rukh, I think I have great love and respect for him too. The way he speaks as an ambassador of not only just the film industry, but the country in many ways. When he goes out there and you see and he opens his mouth, you know something really, really smart is going to come out of it. That the interviewer, or wherever he is, in any corner of the world, will say, okay, I like what this guy is saying. I am impressed. And when he impresses the world, India is impressed in the same token. He's an ambassador.